This is a Social Storytellers podcast.
Welcome to We Are the Watchers. Tom. And Leah. Watchers.
Hello, it's Tom. If you listened to last week's episode, you know that I'm solo at the moment because Leah is still MIA. However, I have been practicing through the weeks, so I should be somewhat more competent on the buttons like this one. Told you we'd find an applause button, hey? Not bad, not bad. So, how are you? I'm guessing you're in lockdown too. What a great time to catch up on things. Or, if you're like me, watch 15 minutes of things, have your mind wander, stop, and come back to it again multiple times. That seems to be the order of the day at the moment. But hey, I don't have a lot of news to talk about, which is the same as last week. Everything's on hold. Flash, Legends, Walking Dead, all these shows didn't get time to finish their finale, which sucks. But I did see this morning the Umbrella Academy season 2. Those guys are all working in isolation, working hard, and they promise that we'll get it later this year. So that's nice to know there's that. Of course, Black Widow now doesn't have a release date. Bond moved to the end of the year. Everything's going. But on the flip side, lots of things have been jumping onto iTunes early. And I have checked out one of those things. I've got others banked up and I'm just kind of rationing things a little bit. I'm sure you're doing the same. Likewise, I've got some great shows to talk about this week that I've only seen the first few episodes of because I'm savoring them like a fine wine. I'm going to press a button and take us to the next segment.
Their plastic surgeon doesn't want them doing any activity where balls fly at their nose. You're listening to We Are the Watchers.
I think that went pretty well. All right, and back. Okay, so we've covered off the news, and I thought we'd talk about some shows. Now, in a minute, I'm going to call Shay in because she's in isolation with me, and we watched Onward, so we'll have a chat about that new Pixar movie. But some of the other stuff, that, like everyone else, now is a really good time for comfort watching. And if you've been watching some comfort stuff, I would love to hear from you, partly because that's good content for me, but partly because I'm going insane. I watched Kick-Ass 1 and 2 back-to-back. Kick-Ass 1, love that movie. Kick-Ass 2, doesn't hold up. Wasn't great at the time, still not great now. Real shame because there's a lot of cool people popping up. Forgot that John Leguizamo is in number 2. Jim Carrey, going full Nicolas Cage. Anyway, number 1, what a great film. Nicolas Cage crushes it. McLovin playing the son of the bad guy, Mark Strong chewing scenery, and some great music and stuff. So that was a nice comfort blanket. Similarly, I watched Now You See Me 1 and 2. 1 is pretty good. Number 2 is again, not great. Daniel Radcliffe has some fun in there. Those films, they forget the fact that the entire point of magic is that your brain knows it's being lied to, but it goes along with the lie. But when you're watching it in CGI, your brain knows it's a lie and just accepts the lie. So it doesn't, magic doesn't work in that setting. I really appreciated what they went through. And there is some seriously cool cardistry and up close handwork from whoever their doubles were. But yeah, nice for a bit of comfort viewing, going back and watching that sort of stuff. So yeah, if you're going back and watching old stuff, you know, everyone was giving me a bit of stick the other day for watching Shaun of the Dead 42 times. Whatever. If something makes you feel good, watch it all the time. My dad just watches the same 5 movies in a loop. Joan of Arc. Sorry, I burped. Don't know how to edit that out. Joan of Arc, The Matrix, Black Hawk Down, The Godfather, and something else. I don't know. It's like clockwork. A lot of good people in that Black Hawk Down, if you ever feel yourself wondering where a lot of people got their start, check it out. You'll find a surprising amount in there. Anyway, I'm rabbiting on. Anyway, blah, 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 blah. Moving on to some exciting stuff this week. That's the one. Okay. Moving on to some exciting stuff this week. Some things that I've been hanging really long for. So Harley Quinn, the animated series, which came out, I think earlier this year on the DC Universe app, which we obviously can't get in Australia. I've been hanging for this so long. It's got Kaylee Cuoco from The Big Bang Theory, and she plays Harley Quinn. And it's a very adult TV show. Shay walked in the room when I was watching it. She's like, oh, awesome, Harley Quinn cartoon. And then Dr. Psycho, who's voiced by Tony Hale, who was Buster on Arrested Development, and he was on Veep and all this stuff. He's playing a character named Dr. Psycho, who is a 3-foot telepathic mad scientist little person. And he's currently in a lot of hot water because he calls a female villain the C word on television. So she's trying to help him fix his image. It's a weirdly grown up show. It's all about the escaping the abusive relationship with the Joker, and he keeps like throwing out little bits, tidbits of love to keep her coming back. And Poison Ivy's the voice of reason, and it was really good. I've watched 3 episodes so far. As I say, I'm savoring that one. Likewise, there's only 2 episodes out yet, but Dark Side of the Ring. I talked about this an awful lot last year. This behind the scenes, dirty side of wrestling, the stories that don't get shared. And it was very surprising in season 1 that they didn't cover the Chris Benoit story, because he is without a doubt the most salacious, big profile name, horrific incident involving a wrestler. They released, like Vice released episode 1 early on YouTube last week to get everyone amped. It warranted having a double episode, and I have to applaud them for playing it the right way. The first episode was all about his career and his path and everything leading up to that weekend, and kind of showed that this was a good guy that people enjoyed having around, and he was respectful. And his best friend was another wrestler named Eddie Guerrero, and Eddie clearly kept him on the straight and narrow. And Eddie died very unexpectedly. It was expected that maybe he'd relapsed or OD'd, but it turned out that his heart enlarged too much and basically had a heart attack. And it meant that Chris then spiraled. He didn't have his confidant, the one person he turned to. And the second episode really surprised me because it dealt with the weekend in about 5 or 10 minutes at the beginning. And the tone from everyone talking afterwards there was not celebrating him anymore, but it was focusing on first accusations of roid rage and how that really harmed wrestling for many, many years. But then it moves into discussing CTE, which is, if you followed anything about professional football in the States, it's a very, very, very big deal. People getting repeated injuries to the head and the concussions and what it can do. And they managed to get a hold of his brain after everything and diagnosed it to find that he basically, like, this was a 39-year-old guy that he had the dementia of someone 80 plus and early onset Alzheimer's, and like literally his brain was literally rotting from the inside. So it's a fascinating, this was a fascinating 2 episode deep dive. I'll admit I was in tears for plenty of it, because these people they've never talked on camera about it. WWE has a strict rule. You do not say the name Benoit. So everyone involved in this is away from wrestling, away from WWE at the moment. But they handled it well. They focused more on his wife, who was also a famous wrestler named Woman. She was, well, not really a wrestler, but she was the first of the valets, the managers coming down, and his younger son. And they focus any positivity on them, and quite frankly talk very openly about the fact that it's not fair that she probably will never get into the Hall of Fame because of her last name. It will forever remind everyone of what happened on that weekend. So hard watch, really hard watch, but I learned, I've read a lot about this story over the years, and I learned a lot of things that I had never heard before. So if you're at all interested in wrestling, or if you like a true crime series, which you know ain't my jam, I got really into this one. The other true crime jam that I am savoring, the whole season's out on Netflix, but I've only gotten into episode 3 so far. I've been talking about this for so long. Tiger King, the show about Joe Exotic. I've been telling you that it's coming and that it would be great, and it has delivered thus far. Everyone's talking about it. Last time I checked, I think it's number 2 in Netflix Australia. It's blowing up worldwide. The story is so salacious, and even by the halfway through episode 3, this is something I've followed very closely for years on lots of zoo forums and this sort of stuff. There's already stuff that I've never heard about coming out that just makes this story better and better. And man, if you own a tiger and you don't have multiple wives of either gender, what the fuck is going on? What is wrong with you? Because that seems to be the order of the day. You get the tigers, you get the pussy. Apologies for the crassness, but I'm here by myself. I don't have anyone to look at me and say that's not appropriate. They're already talking up that there could potentially be a season 2. That could take so long because season 1, 7 episodes, took 5 years to make. Worth it. This story is mwah. If you haven't checked it out, I you know true crime stuff is not my – that's not what I push. I live with someone who watches plenty of it. There's plenty of it around. It's too heavy for me. This show is the shit. It's one of those water cooler shows that people are going to be talking about for a little while. I see this morning that Dax Shepard has said that if he doesn't play Joe Exotic, then there's something wrong with the world, and that's pretty perfect. Like, I could see him bringing a bit of that Idiocracy vibe into it, but also, I can't even remember what his character is, but there was that the Without a Paddle, crappy comedy with Seth Green and someone else. I don't remember who, but they were, you know, it was comedy deliverance. He had a bit of fun in that.
Strong enough to lift both Thor and Granthar's hammer for double avenging. You're listening to We Are The Watchers.
All right, give me one second. Why am I talking like this? You're not here. This is what happens when no one else is here. You get far too casual and there's no one to bounce off. But I hope everyone listening can appreciate the fact that I did some work compared to last week, because last week was tough and I didn't know much about what I was editing, but because I've been in quarantine lockdown for a full week now, I've learned a little bit more about the buttons and the tweaking, and I can do this. 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 That's about all. But hey, had a go. Watch this. I can edit. Did that work? I hope that worked. If not, it sounds like it worked. I'm going to give Shay a shout because she's in the other room and see if she'd like to come and have a chat about Onward.
Become a watcher on Facebook. Facebook.com/WeAreTheWatchers.
Shay, come on, Shay. Yep, all right, have a seat. Hi, Shay.
Hi.
How is quarantine lockdown going for you?
Very good, because I don't have to go to school.
That's right. We've been having distance learning at home, correct?
Yeah.
And some of the cool stuff is that TV shows or movies have been coming out a bit early.
Yeah.
What was the one that we got to watch the other day?
Onward.
That's that Pixar movie, isn't it?
Yeah.
And this has got Chris Pratt from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
And Tom Holland, who is Spider-Man. And they play brothers who are elves in a magic world that doesn't really believe in magic too much anymore.
Yeah, but one of them still believes in magic.
It does. The older brother, he's a bit like Jack Black in School of Rock, isn't he?
Yeah.
Drives a cool van, plays guitar, just wants to practice magic all the time. Yeah. And this story is about how when the older brother was very young and the younger one wasn't born yet, their dad died, but he left a special letter for when it was the younger one's 16th birthday,
yeah,
with instructions on how to use a magic spell to bring him back to life for 24 hours. And then when they say the spell, it doesn't quite work out right, does it?
Yeah.
What happens?
They only do half of the spell, so it's only legs.
It's only legs, and then they have to find a special gem to help complete the mission, and that sort of stuff doesn't matter, but it's all about What would you say the movie was about?
Magic.
It is about magic.
And they like grow a giant Cheeto.
They do. This movie, in typical Pixar style, floored me because for a good 3/4, I was like, this movie's pretty good, but I'm not getting the weird emotional kick from Pixar that I normally... Oh, there it came. It's a lot about learning to love the ones you're with, not always to focus on what you don't have anymore, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we won't spoil it too much there, but there's some really strong, powerful messages about hold who you've got really tight.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there were lots of magical and mystical creatures through the film. What was your favourite one to see?
The pixies.
The pixies were pretty funny, weren't they?
Yeah.
They were like little mini bikies.
Yeah.
Tough. Onward, out of 5 stars, how many would you give it?
About a four.
So that's a good recommendation.
Yeah.
You think, so it's not available in Australia just yet. I think it will be pretty soon, but we got it from US iTunes. Any of our US friends listening, would you say it's worth watching?
Yeah.
It's a good one for kids.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else you've been watching lately that you want to tell people that you think is worth checking out? Maybe something you've been playing?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Animal Crossing.
Now, I've heard about this game because I got a copy for my Switch as well, and you know I've been playing a stupid amount of time on it, haven't we?
Yes.
Yes.
We've been playing at least once a day.
Yes. And we both owe Tom Nook lots of money.
Yes, and we both have a house.
We have a house. My museum got finished building this morning. I haven't checked it out yet.
And we are still collecting stuff for the shop.
That's right. Hey, do you want to press a button?
Yeah.
All right, here. Ready? Press a button.
Solving mysteries, rewriting histories. You're listening to We Are The Watchers.
Awesome. All right. Thank you very much for joining us, Shay. I'm going to let you get back to your schoolwork now that I've finished distracting you here, and maybe we'll play some Animal Crossing later.
Okay.
All right, bat. What's that sound? Sorry if you're hearing things in the background. Not quite the usual recording setup, and I'm doing my best. Sounds like there's a bird or something in the rafters. It's weird. Maybe it's a rat in the air vent. Doesn't that sound nice? What a thing to deal with. Well, apologies if it's making a ton of din, but I'm going to soldier on and hopefully it won't affect things too hard. I've kind of finished about talking about the stuff that I reckon you should hear. I've got other things that I watch. I'm sure you have too. Let me know. Send a message. Email. To the email address.
Got a watching suggestion? Email thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com.
We're on Twitter and we're on Instagram and we're on Facebook. I can't promise that I'll get back to you on all of those platforms, but I will do my best. I would like... God, what is that? Sorry. Yeah, I would very much like to hear from you because if I'm going to be doing this alone for a while, maybe I will work out some way to plug into Zoom and maybe some of you listeners can call in and give some recommendations for everybody else. I think that'd be pretty special. I don't know if I have a quiz this week. I think I had only 2 questions, which doesn't constitute a full quiz. Maybe there's a third one. Maybe it's a 2-part question. I'm not sure. Anyway, let's press the... Quiz. All right. So, yeah, these were pre-prepared questions from before, from the vault, ones that I did not use last time. So let's see how we go.
What do you reckon the best death in the Jurassic Park series is?
I mean, it's hard to go past the lawyer getting eaten by the T-Rex on the toilet in the first one. That is very iconic. But then in Jurassic World, you've got the PA woman that is treated very poorly. Of the pterosaurs pull her into the air and they're throwing around and then they fly across the lake and the chronosaur jumps out of the water. I think I've got to stick with lawyer on the toilet. All right.
What would you say is the top-notch Star Trek movie?
Well, there's a rule with Star Trek, I believe, that the even-numbered ones are the best ones and the odd-numbered ones are so-so. I might be getting that wrong in my mind. I forget. But, yeah, Wrath of Khan number 2 is awesome. Number 4 is awesome. That's the whales on Earth. All right, yeah, I'll go number 4. And we'll see. I think there's one last question.
What's your favourite watching snack?
What is my favourite thing to eat whilst watching? I like a good slice of cheese. or like a cheese wheel that I can cut up, not necessarily put it on biscuits or something, but just smash a bit of cheese, or a nice bag of salt chips. Hey, just a bit of sea salt, plain chips, then you can just shovel and keep going. Well, I apologize if that quiz was not quite up to our usual standards of quiz. It wasn't a great quiz, but those are the questions that were left. And I'm getting flustered because it's been a long week and I'm trying to teach and I'm trying to... all right, I think we've got another thing for the end. What is the noise? All right, I'm going to look what that is. What? Leah!
Hang on.
Leah!
What? Is this one?
You in the rafters?
I was up there and it's...
Have you die-hearted in to save me?
There was a rat.
There was?
And I had to speak to it, and now I speak fluent rat. But let me start from the beginning.
Where have you been?
So what happened was it all started with...
Well, like, okay, so you've been gone for like 2 weeks, and in that time I had to learn how to... do everything, and I've like learned how to record and how to press the button.
Warning, warning, warning.
If you are hearing this, it means something else has gone wrong, as this is the second contingency pack that we've got. Before we delve into it, if you do have a watching suggestion, you can always send it into thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com. We're on Twitter, have a look for The Watchers Podcast. Instagram, the same thing again. And Facebook, we are The Watchers. Until next time, keep up the watching.
The Watchers Travel Agency, taking you to exotic, one-of-a-kind locales for experiences you'll never forget. Need a break from all the fear in the world? Why not visit Westworld? Step back into a simpler time with wonderfully rootin' tootin' robot friends, where you live the experience.
Westworld is currently closed due to reasons unrelated to COVID-19.
The Watchers Travel Agency, taking you to exotic, one-of-a-kind locales for experiences you'll never forget. Looking to see through your lockdown summer a little pre-hist exotic? Join us on the tropical shores of Isla Nubla, an island of fun 65 million years in the making. Pat a baby brachiosaur. Dine at Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville. Confront your fears with InGen's new terrifying spit in the face of God, the Indominus Rex. True terror has arrived at Jurassic World. Fastpass available.
Jurassic World is currently closed due to reasons unrelated to COVID-19.
The Watchers Travel Agency, taking you to exotic, one-of-a-kind locales for experiences you'll never forget. Tired of hearing how giant bites are being taken out of the economy? Worried if you stop moving, you'll sink to the bottom of the ocean and die? Then join us at SeaWorld Orlando for the grand opening of our sure-to-be-a-great idea, the Giant Great White Shark Undersea Mile-Long Tunnel Experience, now in 3D.
SeaWorld Orlando in 1983 is currently closed due to reasons unrelated to COVID-19.
We are the Watchers Travel Agency. Looking for a little island adventure to spice up your solitude? The Dharma Initiative is now hiring. They're seeking patient, career-focused individuals with an aptitude for repetitive tasks to fill important openings island-wide. Spy on friends, feed polar bears, or be charged with inputting some very, very important numbers to maintain your own cohesion with the timeline.
Transport to the island is near impossible at this time, though our submarine is still operational.
We are the Watchers Travel Agency. Reality seeming a little grey? Sounds like you need to smile down your smile and take a trip down to Toontown. Located somewhere through an unmoored animated tunnel, your cares will wash away quicker than a shoe in wait. Oh, God, what did you do to that shoe? We can't in good conscience send someone to a place like this. What if someone gets hurt? Right, I'm out of here. Taxi? The Watchers Travel Agency is proud to announce a new offering from our brand Watchers Copter Watching. Our first fantastic location is the beautifully tranquil waters of Blake Lake, Maine, where nothing extraordinary ever happens. You'll enjoy an authentic afternoon tea served daily by our dedicated local madwoman. And we promise there's definitely not a giant saltwater crocodile anymore. In the business world, you need to stay nimble, agile to pivot. That's why the now grounded Watchers Travel Agency and Copter Watching Travel is excited to expand our portfolio with Watchers Real Estate. Our first listing is a joint operation, working alongside esteemed real estate agent Jane Butterfield for a fantastic Connecticut mansion. Fresh on the market, this dead center location is simply to die for. Great for cohabitation, though there may be some reluctant resistance to remodeling. Want to be your own boss? Watchers Real Estate is exclusively offering a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to anyone ready to break out of the rat race. After an unexpected sudden exit from previous management, Flint's Arcade is seeking new ownership. Prospective self-starters, you can manage the fun. Interested parties, start your engines now.